Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Thomas from Oak Harbor is. Thomas, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, that means it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Thomas has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
How many inches are in a foot?
12.
Correct. Who was friends with the man in the yellow hat?
Curious George.
Yeah. What fresh herb does a mojito have?
Mint.
Correct. In what decade did Cambodia declare its independence from France?
50s?
Yes. What was the name of the dog in the Brady Bunch?
Pass.
On what continent did turkeys originate?
Turkeys?
Yes.
Asia?
No.
Africa?
No.
North America?
Yes. On a keyboard, what number shares its key with the asterisk?
1, 2, 3.
No. What does the G stand for in the political abbreviation GOP?
Grand.
Correct. What instrument does Keanu Reeves play in the band Dogstar?
Bass.
He does. What blood vessels carry blood towards the heart?
Ventricles?
No.
Aorta.
No. You did very well, though. You scored 7 points.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Here comes the fiercest trivia competitor in all the land. Steve Miggs, welcome back.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
How many inches are in a foot?
12.
Correct. Who was friends with the man in the yellow hat?
Oh, Curious George.
Sure was. What fresh herb does a mojito have?
Basil.
No.
Mint.
Yes. Duh. What decade did Cambodia declare its independence from France?
60s.
No.
50s.
Yes. What was the name of the dog on the Brady Bunch?
Oh, it's Tiger.
It is.
And then they replaced him with Cousin Oliver.
On which continent did turkeys originate?
Which continent? Africa?
No.
Europe?
No.
Asia?
No. On a keyboard, what number shares its key with the asterisk?
Crap. 8.
Yes. What does the G stand for in the political abbreviation GOP?
Good.
No.
Oh, grand.
Yes. What instrument does Keanu Reeves play in the band Dogstar?
He plays the bass.
He does. What blood vessels carry blood towards the heart?
The ventricles?
No.
The articles?
No.
The arteries?
No. Oh. With time to spare, Steve, you scored 8, and that is a victory today.
Yes.
8-7.
No.
Thomas, you did so well. You were so close, my friend.
I gave him my best.
Next time, man.
Good game, Thomas.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Thomas did guess correctly that turkey is originated on North America.
Oh, damn it. Why did I just guess that?
And the blood vessels that carry blood towards the heart are your veins.
Oh, gosh. I overthought that one. Okay. Thanks.
Congratulations on your victory. And if people want to be part of the I Beat Migs global phenomenon, they can
call
wear
it
the
faction. The I Beat Migs faction.
We have a new I Beat Migs t-shirt. It is in the Rock Shop exclusively at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
We're going to be seeing her at the Emerald City Comedy Club this weekend. Our buddy Sarah Colonna will join us after Green Day. She is, without question, one of the funniest people to ever walk planet Earth. Sarah Colonna joins us now ahead of three shows coming up this weekend at Emerald City Comedy Club in Seattle. Good morning, Sarah.
Funniest people to ever walk the face of the Earth. I mean, this is my morning.
Just spitting facts. Spitting facts.
You don't need coffee with Taryn Daly.
I don't. I'm all pumped up now. How are you guys?
Dude, we're doing great. And you know, I'm looking at your schedule. You have three shows this weekend in Seattle. Two of them are happening Saturday night. After the second show, what happens? Are you completely exhausted and you go crash? Or are you, like, ready to turn it up and go out on the town?
I mean, I don't know if I really know how to turn it up, but I do want cocktails after.
Yeah.
It's hard. I'm like, even if I have an early flight the next morning, too, but I still just, like, after you're done, you're just kind of wound up. It's hard to unwind. So I am excited because I haven't been to that club yet. So you guys tell me where to go afterwards.
Well, Capitol Hill, there's definitely, Danny, you're more familiar with Capitol Hill than us because you do a lot of DJing down there now with Emo Night.
Yes.
What would be the one place for Sarah to go to?
Unicorn.
Unicorn's awesome.
Unicorn is the best bar in the entire world.
It's like a unicorn, like, puked inside of a bar. Like, it's full of all these crazy colors and crazy drinks and just a ton of awesome. You might want to take a hallucinogenic. No, I'm kidding. But
no, I'm excited. I'm going to check that out. Yeah, I'm really. I haven't been to this club. I mean, it's pretty new. It's
yes.
Just, they just opened. So, but it's co-owned by the guy that has Tacoma Comedy Club in Spokane. So, you know, it's going to be a great club.
Now, Sarah, out of curiosity, in your stand-up, how much of your material is inspired by your husband, John Ryan?
Plenty. and he's a very good sport about it. But, yeah, I have quite a bit of material about being married to John. And, you know, he laughs about it, but he retired and now he's home all the time. And so I have things to say about that.
Oh. Will you tell us some of those things?
Yeah, what is the one thing that you wish that he was still playing football because he would not be doing this at the house?
Just like being here. No, I
existing.
Existing. No, it's really funny because we have so much fun together. But we weren't used to being together all the time. So I'm always like, so what do you got going on today? but he keeps himself really busy. Actually, he's in Portland right now with the Portland Pickles. Yeah. As you guys know, he has the Portland Pickles, and then they started the Bangers too. So he's actually doing a ton of that, and maybe because I keep telling him to get out of the house.
wait, what is the Bangers?
The Bangers. It's their soccer. They started a soccer team there too, and they have a. Their mascot is Saucy Tea Sausage, Spicy Tea Sausage. Yeah, he's a big sausage.
Is he creating sports franchises just so he can have his own mascots?
I think so. I mean, that's what it's starting to seem like. You have to Google the Portland Bangers and look at the mascot right now.
We are looking at it. It's like a giant sausage that has like sausage dreadlocks for hair.
Yeah, sausage hair. I'll tell him to get you guys some merch ASAP. I can't believe he hasn't already sent it to you. So, yeah, it's very entertaining.
No, I always, we bring him up, and I get what the listeners say. Sometimes we ask you about John, and people are like, you know, you realize that Sarah Colonna is like awesome without John. I'm like, yes, I know, best-selling author, amazing comedian as well, great, an incredible writer. But sometimes we get so, the two of you just seem like you're just so close together, so it's fun asking questions about John and vice versa.
Of course. I love talking about John. I mean, it's like it's Seattle. It's our favorite place. So,
I have to ask, because I don't imagine it's like the ultimate proud moment is that he recently was just announced as being a part of the Seahawks, the 50 greatest players. like the top 50. I mean, all jokes aside, like, there's been a lot of Seahawks. It's not like as if there's only been, like, you know, 70 players that have ever played the game. Like, they've had so many different players. The fact that he's considered to be in the top 50 has to be something that's just beyond, like, humbling for him, but also exciting for you as well.
Yeah, it was crazy. So they called me and told me the morning that they were going to let him know. And they told me first because he was in Vancouver with doing an event with the Seahawks, like a flag football event or something, doing an appearance. So he wasn't home. And they said, we thought we're gonna have him, we're going to hand him the phone and tell him he's making a fan video. But then you're going to be on the phone and you're going to tell him that he made the top 50. And I was like, oh my God, okay. And I'm crying, you know. And then it was like, I had to wait like 3 hours before I could call him, before they were going to call me. And he wrote me probably 10 minutes after they called me. And he said, hey, just so you know, they're announcing the top 50 today. They're letting, I guess they had told him, you know, or we're letting people know or something. And he said, I know I'm not going to make it, but I just can't wait to see who did. And I'm going to be excited for all my, you know, all my friends. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was killing me. He was genuinely just shocked. I mean, he's very honored. It's like you said, there's so many players, and to make the top 50 is tough. You know, it's hard to get in there. And I know he deserves it, but he knows he deserves it, but we weren't expecting it.
I'm shocked you didn't troll him with that opportunity, because you know he's getting into it, so you can mess with him and be like, yeah, there's no chance you're ever going to make it. Why would you even think that it's going to happen?
I just was like, well, you know, no matter what happens, you deserved it. I did try to sort of mess with him when they had me on the phone. I was like, listen, they just didn't want it to be awkward, so they told me to break it to you. But he was just smiling because he was like, there's no way they called you to tell me that I didn't make it, right? So he knew it was coming once he saw my face, but it was really fun.
Well, it's a stupid question. Maybe it was too soon to know, but do they send something? Like, is like there like a plaque that gets sent to you guys? Like, is there some kind of, like, you know?
Yeah, gift? They're sending them something. I don't know what. I know they sent them a little thing when they were nominated, you know, for the people that were nominated. And then they did say they'd be sending a gift, so we don't know what. But I'll make him call and tell you guys what he gets when he gets it.
Maybe like so a Portland awesome. Banger shirt for
yeah.
him.
Yeah. And then I know they're honoring them at a game in October. I think it's in October 5th.
We should go to that one.
That's 2 days after my birthday. We
should definitely
should.
Go to that one.
Oh, there you go. See?
And folks should go see Sarah Colonna this weekend. You have 3 shows at the new Emerald City Comedy Club in Seattle. 1 show Friday night, 2 on Saturday night. And people can get all the info at emeraldcitycomedy.com.
Yes, it's going to be super fun. I've, like I said, this is a brand new club. I know who owns it. It's got to be so much fun. And then you can see me at the Unicorn afterwards.
Yes, cocktails.
Eating some weird, drinking some weird unicorn inspired drink, right? With glitter.
Yeah, yes. But definitely come to the shows. I'm really excited. It was kind of a last minute thing, but I was really excited because obviously it's Seattle and I like telling jokes.
Oh, and every time I've seen you, I mean, I genuinely mean it. Like, my face will hurt from smiling and laughing as much as I do during your shares. Like, you always put on such a phenomenal show, and people have 3 opportunities to check you out this weekend.
Thank you. Yes, I'm excited.
All right, Sarah, thank you for taking some time out and chatting with us, and we'll definitely hopefully see you and talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 single second of its hook? If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see comedian Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair on September 20th. Call now if you would like to play Hook or Shook. The number is 206-803-ROCK, and we will play the game at 9:20.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see comedian Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair. And that show is happening on September 20th. Say hello to Brandon from West Seattle, who is our contestant this morning. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Taryn. Hey, Migs. Hey, Migs. I dig watching your kiddo grow up on Facebook. We got a lot of mutual friends and we're buddies there. But I'm doing great, man. I'm out picking up T-shirts for Block Party. They've got some concerts they need last-minute shirts for. So I'm out in Preston getting shirts. We've got to press them at Screenprint Northwest.
There's nice.
A plug. So me and Ben have want the business, and that's what we're doing, y'all. So what's up?
Right on, my man. There's lots going on. And thank you, man. It's a trip sometimes seeing Facebook memories and seeing Tatum from 5 years ago. I'm like, where the hell did the time go?
But serious.
And shout out to Screenprints Northwest. Ben is a great guy, and so are you. So let's rock, though. Let's win some tickets for you.
Heck yeah, Brandon. We're going to spin this wheel and see if you're playing with me or Migs.
The wheels are spinning. Who is it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be yours truly? Let's see. Brandon, it's you and me, my man. Let's win these tickets for you.
All right, dude.
All right, Brandon, here is your clip.
Daddy, you okay?
Oh. Let me know.
I don't know the name, but okay, anything. It's by that alternative band. It's that Michael Jackson's version. It's, what the heck are they called?
Let me know if you need a hint.
Yeah, I need a hint.
Okay. Sometimes people say these little crawling insects are in your pants.
Alien Ant Farm?
Boom. Okay. And what's the name of the song?
Annie, I guess.
Okay. Sometimes people say your skin is so.
True Criminal.
Yeah.
There we go. Dude, it's funny. The other day I saw a meme that said basically it's like there are two different generations. One that like the Alien Ant Farm song and then the other generation likes the Michael Jackson version of the song. And I realized that I'm like, I'm supposed to be in the Michael Jackson generation, but I'm totally in the Alien Ant Farm generation. I love this version.
It is a real toe tapper. All right, Steve Migs, here is your clip.
Oh, well, She Hates Me.
Yeah.
And, man, I hope he gets his act together. But that would be Wes Scantlin's band, Puddle of Mud.
Congratulations, Brandon. We're going to send you to see Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair.
Well done, you guys. That's cool.
Take care.
Man, I did just see some other clip of Wes Scantlin recently where I was like, oh, my. It's like a really rough karaoke night up there.
It is, man. You just keep hoping that he'll be able to turn it around because, I mean, do you remember, you go back and watch some of those older videos and you're like, man, he just was like this young, obviously he was young because he was younger, but like he looked like a rock star.
He was handsome. Yeah. He had it together, kind
of. The Daily Mix Show.
If we've talked about something this morning that you want to talk about, go ahead. Pick up the phone and call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Red Hot Chili Peppers. This morning, we've had some great texts and calls from you that we have not had a chance to chat with you about. quite yet, but now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Window Nation. Go ahead and call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Now, earlier, I made a confession that my husband and I have become total bird watchers. We are bird nerds.
Bird nerds!
We got a field guide. We got some bird feeders. We have a new bird house. And Micah DeBeast is in Seattle right now, and you want to blow my mind with something related to my newfound love for bird watching.
I certainly do. So my wife, the lovely Miss Rainy Janie, is also a huge bird nerd. And she found this app called Merlin. It's really cool.
Dude, we have gotten so many texts about this app. That is awesome.
Oh, my gosh. She plays with it all the time. This app literally teaches you how to speak bird.
Oh.
Like, you record the sound of the bird you hear, and it tells you what kind of bird it is. It shows you a picture of it. But what's cool is it tells you if that's an alarm call or if it's a mating call or if it's a companion call. And she uses it so often. We'll be out hiking, and she'll be like, stop. Do you hear that? That's a northern slipper tit, and it's telling its partner that we're in the area. You know, like it's really cool.
So between my new book, well, it's Brad's book. I gave it to him for Father's Day. Between the new book and this app, I am going to be an unstoppable bird watcher.
Bird nerd.
Oh my God, she freezes every time she hears a bird and pulls her phone out, and she's like, "Yep, I knew it was that."
This is a slippery slope.
We even got a text that I have a free app called Merlin Bird ID. I can identify the bird by the sound. I use it all the time.
This is really exciting.
So have you downloaded the app?
I downloaded it this morning. I've not even opened it yet, but this is going to be my big project this afternoon.
Did you tell your husband Brad to download it as well?
Oh yeah, We're in.
Speaking of your husband, Brad, we did get a text earlier this morning that says, hey, Taryn, I heard you got busted by your mom on Father's Day for a little quote-unquote afternoon delight.
Wow. Yes, we did. We got busted because here's the deal. We wanted to go and pick out the yard art, and we needed to borrow my parents' truck to go get it.
Okay.
But the truck, you can't put the car seat in, so we had to drop Barrett off with my parents and then drive the truck out to the spare room on Camano Island to buy the yard art.
Okay.
So then when we drove it home and set it up, we had a couple minutes of no kid time, so we boom, ba boom.
Take the opportunities when you can, right, brother?
That's exactly right.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you have to work tomorrow? We say don't go.
Yeah.
Instead, come to the Mariners game with us. First pitch is at 1:10, and we have your hookup on discounted tickets if you order them through KISW.com, and $2 from every ticket sold supports the National MS Society. We hope to see you there, Rockaholics. Play ball. In case you missed it, earlier this morning, we were asking listeners about the last time they were behaving like a jerk. And we got one of the greatest calls of all time.
And it's from our friend Mike.
Years and years ago, about 3 days before Christmas, my house was robbed and they came in and stole all the Christmas presents, my wife's purse and everything. And the cops showed up and they said, you know, sometimes these guys will steal the contents of the purse and throw it out the window. So if you want to drive around, maybe you'll find, you know, what's left of your wife's purse or whatever. So I'm actually just enraged. I get in the car. I'm driving around, looking around, seeing if I can find my wife's purse. And this guy's tailgating me, and I just lost it. I mean, I just lost it. I slammed on the brakes. I pulled over. I ran up to his window, and I'm screaming at him. I said, "You picked the wrong day to tailgate somebody." And he kind of gets out of his car slowly, and I rip my shirt off my body like some crazy person. And I say, I'm gonna crush you, man. And he says, "Sir, you know, what happened?" I said, "You know, my house was robbed," and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, "Well, sir, I'm a pastor at a local church. And, you know, I'd like to invite you and your family, and we'll give you a very beautiful Christmas. I'm so sorry you were robbed." And I went from 6 feet tall to about a half inch in about 10 seconds.
Sir, you need Jesus.
I don't even know why I did it. It was like just so impulsive, and it was so stupid, but I don't know. He says, "You know, I'm sorry that you were robbed, but I'm a pastor at a church." And you instantly go from the Hulk to Ant-Man, right?
But also, why is the priest tailgating you like that?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Thanks, Mike. Rock on.
Wow.
The Daily Mix Show.
Today was a massive day for a mascot for one of our Seattle sports teams.
Yeah.
Why is that? We're going to tell you during the Daily Mix download after Bon Jovi.
Was it rhubarb?
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle's in the house enjoying a handful of lumberjack popcorn, courtesy of the Daily Mix show.
I don't know how long that's been sitting there, but, you know.
A week?
It's about a week.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like a week.
No, it's good.
It tastes like 2 weeks?
Tastes like today.
Okay.
Tastes like today. That's their slogan. Lumberjack popcorn. Tastes like today.
Tastes like lumberjacks.
Shout out to Nathan, Taylor, and Greg, and everybody over there. Good people. Tastes like today. The DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Congrats to Seahawks mascot Blitz. As today, a huge day for him. A big announcement that was made actually on Good Morning America.
Now with our exclusive reveal of the National Mascot Hall of Fame's 2025 honorees. Our own good mascot and good friend Ray is here to help us out and welcome some of his friends. Ray, are you ready?
First up, this high-flying mascot was an NFL Mascot of the Year winner. He's known for jumping off the roof of Lumen Field, right? And loves cheering his Seattle Seahawks. It's Blitz! Come on out, Blitz! Yeah, do your thing! Do your thing! Blitz, congratulations, my friend. Congratulations. Congratulations.
How about that? Blitz is in the Hall of Fame.
It's about time.
I wish you would have come out of the ceiling on Good Morning America. That would have been amazing.
Also, a question for you guys. Maybe I'm just ignorant to this.
He's known for jumping off the roof of Lumen Field.
I've never seen him jump off the roof of Lumen Field. Are they just making crap up?
I don't know. I'm sure he's done it.
Like,
Are you not a Seahawks fan? In all my years of being a Seahawks season ticket holder, I never saw Blitz jump off the roof of the stadium.
Where do you think Lady Gaga got the idea for the Super Bowl?
So ignorant. Well, also congratulations to Fred Bird, the St. Louis Cardinals mascot for baseball. S.J. Sharkey, the San Jose Sharks hockey mascot. Sebastian the Ibis from the University of Miami. And then Toro. From the Houston Texans. All of them have been inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame. But most important, Blitz, who apparently jumps off the roof of Lumen Field.
Known for it. The Oklahoma City Thunder are one win away from their very first NBA title. We can't let this happen. They beat the Indiana Pacers 120-109 last night in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Game 6 is set for Thursday, and it's in Indianapolis. So let's have a big upset there.
Can we just put it out there? I saw one article said it, and I hope no one else brings it up. If they do win, which hopefully they don't, then we don't start saying, oh, this is the first time in 46 years since they've won the championship. An article said, they have a chance to win their first title in 46 years because they're merging the history of the Sonics.
Disgusting.
Different team.
Disgusting.
First time ever. Hopefully not.
Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final is tonight, 5 p.m. The puck drops, and the Florida Panthers will be hosting the Edmonton Oilers. The Panthers are going into tonight's game with a lead of 3-2 in the series. Let's go, Oilers.
Go, Oilers. And then the Mariners, they lost yesterday 2-0 to the Boston Red Sox. But it was nice to have Logan Gilbert back on the mound, so hopefully he continues to do good things for the Mariners. They're playing again tonight, but who cares about tonight when the game is tomorrow afternoon? We're going to be there. Go to KSW.com to get discounted tickets, plus your ticket purchase goes to a great cause.
The National MS Society, $2 from every ticket sold. We'll go back to the KISW Bike MS team, and we hope to see you there, Rockaholics.
We should go.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. Very well.
And find us at the Pen before the game. If you plan on going to the game, come over to the Pen, play Beat Migs with us, and hang out with us, have some drinks. It's going to be a great time. As far as weather, 74 degrees and sunny. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.